Hi, I'm J.E. Berry, and this is the Save the Sam podcast, where we always wear our floaties and we never mom alone. Hey, friend, and welcome to episode 18 of the Save the Sam podcast. This month has been a hard topic month for us moms. I am glad about it, though, because we have been able to peel back several layers of things that are hard for us as mamas to deal with. So today's not going to be much different. We're actually going to talk about another hard topic as our final week for the Save the Sam podcast for May. And it is feeling unimportant. This topic is really hard because it makes you feel all kind of feels, right? And no one really wants to admit that I don't feel important. Nobody really, you know, you might catch it in their journal. You might catch it in a, you know, really quiet secret conversation with self or with a best friend. But no one really wants to talk about feeling unimportant. But that is a reality that we deal with on a day-to-day basis as people, not only just stay-at-home moms. But that's our topic for today. So why do we feel this way is what we're going to start with. And then as usual, we're going to have points to kind of dig ourselves out of that. The enemy wants us to believe that we aren't necessary just in life in general. So with that knowledge, we know that there's something to that, right? And he wants us to feel this way because our impact in life is directly affected by how important or necessary we feel we are in society or in life in general or what we do. That's why it's so important that we dig this out. Okay, so as usual, we're going to have 5 points to talk about on this topic. And then at the end of this topic today, we're going to have 5 words to infuse ourselves with that will help us to get some power back and not feel unimportant. Let's jump right in. The first point of the day, why do we feel unimportant? Oh, this could go on forever. The list could go on forever, but we have a few reasons we're going to touch on, and I'm sure you've got your own reason, but let's just highlight a few for naming sake, and then we'll jump on past this. So one of the reasons is because a lot of the things that we do are in the background, and when you do a lot of things in the background, it can be hard to feel like you're doing anything when in actuality, if the things aren't done in the background, the things in the forefront aren't going to happen, right? So that's one of the reasons we do a lot of things in the background. Somebody might see we have, you know, fabulously dressed children, but they don't realize that we're the ones who do the shopping. We're the ones that have to do all the washing. We the one have to put them crazy kids together, you know, all these different things. And that becomes less important, especially to people who don't understand what we do as stay-at-home moms. Also, we do what may be considered unimportant work, quote unquote, unimportant work when, you know, we're raising all of the leaders of tomorrow, you know. So another reason is that what other people say about what we do and also what we say about ourselves and what we do can have a huge effect on how we feel about our importance in society, in our home, just being a person that matters and being doing something that matters. And what we believe comes from a place, and that place is a lie, right? We've believed a lie somewhere along the line that has caused us to feel less important or has caused us to think along some lines that isn't aligned with the truth that is said about us, right? John 10:10 says that the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. If we feel less than, less important, unnecessary, that isn't what God has called us to. Jesus didn't come so that we could feel like we belong under the rug. He called us so that we could dance on the rug, right? So if we feel like we don't matter, that is because we've believed a lie that the enemy has brought before us and we've kind of just taken it and run with it. So with that point, we're going to move on to the next point, which is get from under the lie. If we could get from under the lie, then we can walk in truth, right? We can only go as far as what we've believed to be true, right? What we've believed to be true about ourselves, about our abilities, about our surroundings. That's as far as we can go. If the lie has a thumb on us, then we'll stay pinned down under whatever that is. We must attack the lie with the truth. So if the enemy says that we're one thing, we have to attack that lie with what God says to be true. John 8:32 says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And sometimes, even though the truth will set you free, it may burn a little. And maybe that's what we're afraid of. If we know that we're important, then that means that what we do is important. So that can make us a little uncomfortable. But guess what? Walking in truth is a whole lot sweeter than walking in fear and lies. So get from under it. Get from under that thumb. Don't be pinned down by some thought your mama has told you back in the day, some thought your daddy has told you back in the day, some, you know, inconsiderate friend or whatever has told you. Those things don't matter. Get from under the lies so that you can walk uprightly in truth and power. Like, you were called to be powerful and effective. So you can't be effective if you're pinned down with a lie. So on to the next point, which is established truth. If we get from under the lie, we can't just be out wandering around, right? We can only be established if we have a grounding, and that grounding is the Word of God. We need to establish a truth for ourselves. What does God say about you? God doesn't say that we are unimportant or unnecessary or don't matter. God says that you are loved, you are free, you are reconciled, you are full of authority, you're His, you're an heir to a prince, with a prince, right? The Prince of Peace. You're a child of God, and you are, most importantly, to die for. So these are the truths that we need to live by. God calls us fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139, 14 says, "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it well." So you can't live from that in reality if your soul doesn't know it well. If your soul is being attached to a lie that has been spoken over you or that you've spoken over yourself, your soul can't know that the truth of what you are well. You can't know that you're fearfully and wonderfully made if your soul doesn't know it. So we have to live in what God says about us and know that we were made for good works and for His good pleasure. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to work His good pleasure." So when you tell yourself or when you believe that you are not necessary or that you are unimportant, you are actually saying that what God created you to be is not important. What God created you to do is not important. So shift that mindset. Shift that mindset, friend, because if you're calling yourself unimportant or if you have established in your mind that you are unimportant, you have said that what God called me to is unimportant. And that can't be true, right? Because everything He has made is His good work. And everything He calls you to is for His good pleasure. Get in that. Establish that truth deep down in your spirit and let your soul know it very, very well. And now that we've established a truth, we have to live from it, right? What's the point of having something if you're not going to live in it? You know, it's like holding an apple in your hand. You know you have the apple. You know the apple's in your hand, but you can't have the satisfaction of knowing what the apple tastes like if you don't bite it. Who cares if you're holding it in your hand? You can't be satisfied by just holding the apple in your hand. So live in the truth. Right? You can hold the truth in your hand, but if you don't live from it, it makes no difference. We have to choose to live in the truth that God has said, what He said about us, what He said about Himself, what He said we're called to be. And then not only just believe in Him, we have to believe Him, right? That's the hardest part. You know, we can believe, oh yeah, God exists. Yeah, He exists. Jesus died on the cross. But do you believe what He said about you? But do you believe what He called you to? But do you believe that He said you're important? Do you believe that He said you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Belief in something and believing something is totally different. Like, it doesn't matter if you just believe that He exists. You have to believe what He said. That's where the proof is in the pudding. And refuse to accept anything other than the truth. Refuse it. If there's a lie being spoken to you, attack it right away. With the truth, with word, with scripture. You know, if your brain is telling you you're worthless, or if someone is telling you you're worthless, go back to Psalm 139. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. It doesn't matter what lie has been spoken over you, because the truth will set you free, right? Okay, so now that we've hit a couple of these things, you know, we were from under the lie, we've established the truth, and now we're living in truth. We want to flourish in truth. because who wants to just be in the door, right? Who wants to be in the room? You just want to walk around and take advantage of everything that's happening there. You don't go to a party to just stand in the middle of the room, right? You go so that you can live and be interacting with people. So this is what flourishing in truth means. You know, you want to do everything from what you know to be true about yourself, what you know to be true about God, and then step into your calling with confidence. You wake up every morning with confidence because you know who you are, whose you are, and what you're called to do, and abound in what you do from who you are in Christ. Simple sounding, I know. And I know this is hard to really get your mind on track constantly with what God says to be true about you. But I tell you this, I guarantee you this, if you establish truth in your heart and in your mind on a daily basis, you will know a difference and you will notice a difference. You'll be easy to combat that lie, and it'll be easier for you to believe what God says about you and about himself because you're walking in truth. And the only way you can establish truth is to read it constantly every day. And God's truth is the only true truth. So that's where you need to rest your head at and meditate on it night and day. Like the psalmist also said, you know, and the word is a light unto your feet. So if you want to walk in, you know, honesty and truth and just live out what you need to live out about yourself in wholeness, then you need to get in that word. All right, friends, today's takeaway is 5 words to infuse you. And that is, I am free. I am important. I am powerful, wanted, and purposed. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you have called each one of us individually to the life that you've given to us. Thank you that you are truth, that you call us to that, and that you know everything about us, and you've made us fearfully and wonderfully made. Thank you for just being who you are and loving us right where we're at. You know our struggles. You know what we go through. You know the thoughts that we deal with and the lies that the enemy has presented to us. Help us to be strong and mighty and courageous. Help us to walk in what you've called us to walk in. Help us to remember that the truth will set us free and that we don't have to be pinned down by anything that has been said to us, about us, or what we have believed about ourselves. Thank you, God, for everything that you've delivered us from, and we ask that you would help us to continue to bring you our burdens. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, friends, I'm excited about what we have coming in June. Don't forget to log in every Friday and listen to a new podcast. And don't also forget that every week I'm also posting the notes from our podcast so that you can go back and look over those notes and remember what God has said to each of us during this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day. Love you.
Thanks for joining us today. Be sure to check out more resources at SaveTheSam.com and follow us on social media at Save the Sam.